Our scripture this morning comes to us from Psalms 119. We're going to be reading verses 57 to 64. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 57. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Please join me in prayer. Bless us this day, O Lord, with vision. May this place be a sacred space, a telling place, where heaven and earth meet. Amen. Have you ever noticed that the great stories that we love as people all contain some threads that play out pretty consistently? And one of those threads is the thread of companionship or friendship. I would say that that need is a primary need in life. When we as humans become isolated and we do not have meaningful friendship, meaningful companionship, we begin to lose our way in so many different ways. The stories that we love, and there are many, and I'm going to just name some characters to bring to mind these stories. One of the things that I think appeals to us about them is that thread of friendship and companionship. So last night at our house, we have my parents and my brother's family visiting this weekend. We watched Katniss and Dale and Peeta do what they do in battle against the Capitol. The story of Sam and Frodo and the Fellowship of the Ring is one that many love. Can't forget Harry, Ron, and Hermione, Batman and Robin, Lloyd and Harry, our Toy Story gang. If you want to go to literature, we can think about Lenny and George, or Owen and John, which are two of my personal favorites. If you can name that particular reference, I have a prize for you. We've got Luke and Han. All kinds of stories where we really hear not only the story of the journey that these characters go on, but the story of their relationship, of their friendship, of companionship. One of the things that appeals to us is that idea of having a companion to walk with us on this journey we call life. This morning we are beginning a new series, and in this series we're going to explore those who we at Riverside call our companions. We here at Riverside are a part of a group of churches called the Evangelical Covenant Church. And that association forms us in certain ways. We have, as a covenant church, values, affirmations that we hold, and an ethos that we aspire to, that at its best, one of the hallmarks of the covenant church is that we are a people who value both mission and friendship. We hold these two distinctly scriptural values in tension. And in fact, in our early years, we were called the mission friends. And so we seek to be on mission together, on a journey together. And so as we explore what it means that we are a covenant church, we will look at six values. The six values are affirmations that define us as such. But this morning, I want for us to think about what it means to be friends, about the friends side of the mission friends. We just spent several weeks in our last series talking about what it means to join God in His mission of putting all things back to right. Now I'd like this morning for us to think about what it means for us to do that together as companions on the way. At the founding meeting of what would become the Evangelical Covenant Church, a sermon was preached that described and formed the ethos of the Evangelical Covenant Church: to be companions of all who fear God. We just read the text from Psalms. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. What does it mean to be a friend to all who fear God? And what does it mean to follow God's precepts? I'd like to spend some time thinking about that this morning. First, as we look at this simple verse, I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The first word that we look at is that word friend. What does that word mean? Well, literally, it is translated as companion, which, if you are familiar with the Covenant Church, you know that that is the name of our denominational magazine. We are companions of all those who fear God. What does it mean to be a friend or a companion on the journey? If we go back to our stories that we talked about, I think of the image of one particular scene in the story of Frodo and Sam and the Fellowship of the Ring, where they're nearing the end of their journey, and Sam and Frodo are on the slopes of Mount Mordor, and Frodo is spent. He can't go any further, and Sam says to him that he doesn't have to worry about it because he will carry him. I think that's a beautiful image of companionship. I think part of what it means to be a friend or a companion to each other on the journey is that there are those seasons, those times when we find ourselves unable to move forward and we look to our companions to pick us up, to help us on our way, and sometimes when necessary, yes, even to put us on their backs and carry us forward. Who doesn't want that kind of friend? The kind of friend who, in the midst of the struggle, doesn't disappear or shrink back, but puts you on their back and carries you forward. In my own journey, I've had many companions along the way, some that have been with me for decades and others who are newer friends, some who have been with me through good times, others who have walked me through dark valleys. I remember one friend in particular. Many of you may be aware by now that I'm a bit of a cycling addict. I love to ride my bike. It is where I find serenity. It's where I find centering. It's where I just, it centers me in a way that very little else in life can. A few years back, when I was just rediscovering my life on a bike, you see, for me, a bike is an amazing thing because it brings me back to childhood. Doesn't matter how old I get, every time I get on my bike, I feel like I'm 8, which is a pretty cool thing. But when I moved to California, I started riding again because of a friend that helped me get a bike just to try it out. And as time went on, I got into it and I entered this season of uncertainty and a season of depression. And this friend literally rode me through that season. That year that that I was experiencing that, we rode over 5,000 miles. And he rode probably 4,000 of those miles with me. Never giving easy answers or being kind of like Job's friends and suggesting what my problem was, but simply walking, or in this case, riding the journey along with me. That, friends, is what it means to be a companion. Someone who takes the journey together, who doesn't give up when it's hard, who doesn't provide easy answers, but who walks or rides every step of the way with you. I am a friend, a companion to all who fear you. So if that's what it means to be a friend, who are we a friend to? Well, this text leaves little to the imagination because the word that is all really means what it says, all. There's no mystery here. When the psalmist says that he is a friend to all who fear God, he literally means all. I mean, if you want to read the definitions in the theological or Hebrew dictionaries, here it is, a totality of a mass or collective, or in other words, all. I am a friend to all who fear you, all who follow your precepts. If we think about following the precepts, the idea there is to keep watch, observe, guard, cling to, observe for yourself, and precepts as directions or orders. In other words, here in the covenant, when we talk about all who fear you, what we mean to say is that we walk with anyone who is seeking to love and follow the way of Jesus, whether they are just starting out on that journey or whether they are years down the road, whether they are absolutely certain of what they believe or whether they find themselves in a season of wondering and growth and trying to figure out what does it mean to follow Jesus. If we say that we are companions of all those who fear God, then we walk with anyone regardless of where they find themselves on that journey simply because they are seeking God. And they are seeking to understand what it means to live and to follow God's precepts or commands. In the covenant, this is one of the things that has set us apart from other tribes, is that we walk with those of different understanding of Jesus and God's word in humility, recognizing that we are companions of all who fear God and ask and seek to follow him. In other words, that means that we walk with those, we walk not just with those who look like us, we walk not just with those who think like us, we walk not just with those who believe exactly like us, but we walk with those who we have disagreements with. We hold all but the very essentials of the faith in tension and recognize that no one of us can understand completely or definitively what it means to follow and love God. We walk with everyone who seeks to love and follow God. We are companions of all who fear God. Now, that word fear can trip us up because I think we bring a lot of baggage to it. But quite simply, what it means when it says to fear God, it's to have respect for, to seek to understand, to value God's precepts and God's person and recognize that God is wholly other. It's not that we live in abject fear that God is going to destroy us, but instead that we respect him, that we respect God as completely other and completely holy. So as we seek to be companions, we seek to walk with everyone who wants to follow God. What does that look like? Well, it looks like a little bit what we've said already, that we don't have to have complete agreement about every doctrine or theology. The covenant has always been a people who recognize the value in what I call a spacious orthodoxy rather than a rigid, singular interpretation of text and practice. And what that means is you will have those in covenant churches who baptize their children as infants and those who don't do that and understand that practice differently. You will have those who use words like inerrant when they talk about Scripture and those who do not. Historically, the covenant, and we'll talk about this when we get to the value of living according to Scripture, that we don't use words like inerrant and infallible. We simply say that God's word is the perfect rule for faith, doctrine, and conduct. And so we hold these things in tension because we recognize that whether or not you and I agree about every specific theology or doctrine doesn't really matter as long as we recognize that we follow the risen Christ and we seek to love people the way he did and we seek to live life in a way that is pleasing to God and is following his precepts and commands. So friends, as we look forward to this series where we explore what it means to be a covenant people, we recognize that we do so coming from many different places. We recognize that some come from no religious upbringing at all, and others come from more liturgical traditions or more charismatic traditions or whatever it might be. But one of our primary commitments as covenant people is that we are companions of all those who fear God. Friends, that is a wide berth, that is a wide platform to stand on. There is a lot of room for disagreement and agreement. There is a lot of room for us to practice what is described in the Proverbs as iron sharpening iron. Because what happens when we take a stance where we are not companions of all those who fear God? Well, we become isolated, we become narrow, we become, quite frankly, we become the Pharisees. So friends, it is my hope, it's my prayer, it's my desire as a covenant person and as a covenant pastor that we would recapture what it means to be companions of all those who fear God. What it means to walk together on the journey of faith, whether we're just starting out or whether we're years down the path, whether we've never strayed from the path or whether we wandered all over the place. Friends, wherever you are in the journey of faith, however you would describe yourself theologically, if you desire to explore life with God and to live the Jesus way of life, come and be our companions. Come and be our mission friends. Come and join us as we seek to follow Jesus and seek to be his people for the sake of the world. Because that is the beautiful journey. And that is who we are as covenant people. It's my hope that you'll join us on this journey. Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that for all of us, that you have sought after us and that you continue to seek after us no matter where we find ourselves in this journey of life. God, we pray that you would give us hearts that are wide open to be companions of all those who fear you, recognizing that it's not our job to be gatekeepers, but it is our job to be companions. God, we pray that you would give us the heart of Jesus, that we might seek to welcome the stranger, that we might seek to welcome all who seek after you. And we would do it with love and grace and compassion and joy. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. rested.